I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Just getting rolling here on this Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, you are tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham alongside Anthony Haney. We will take you up to 7 o'clock. What I want you to line up on the phones with is this at 301-230-0980. Taking your calls right off the rip. It's the season of giving. It's also the season of giving thanks. We're 2 days away from Thanksgiving. I don't really give a rat's ass about what sides you like. I don't care about which one of your aunties can't cook the turkey right. I care about the Washington Commanders more than anything, honestly. It's sad. I'm a sicko. What are you most thankful for when it comes to the 2025 season for the Washington Commanders? 301-230-0980 is the number. When you think about the injury bug that is run rampant through this team, when you think about the losing streak, losing, what was it, four straight games by 20 or more points, 21 or more points. Are you thankful for that? Are you thankful for the growth and development of a guy like Chris Paul? I'm giving away good answers here when I say that, but I do want your calls on that. What are you thankful for when it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders? I will actually start right there. I am thankful for Chris Paul. In a season where there hasn't been a whole lot of bright spots, Chris Paul certainly has been one. Coming in to OTAs and the offseason program in the best shape of his life. And I know people throw around that phrase a lot, but with him, it is real deal. Holyfield, it is legit. Chris Paul seemingly has solidified the left guard spot for the Washington Commanders, hopefully for years to come if they're able to reach an extension with Chris Paul. As we told you late last week, Chris Paul going to be an unrestricted free agent coming up this offseason. And if I was Washington, hey, look, Slim, it's really not much you need to wait for. Sign him. Put pen to paper. Show him the money on. Chris Paul deserves it. He is, to me, a testament to not letting your circumstances dictate your work ethic. If you're Chris Paul, think about where you were last year. You were a guy that were on the that was on the roster bubble that most folks weren't sure you were going to make it because this regime didn't draft you. This regime has no loyalty to you. But Chris Paul, who didn't start any games last year, who, you know, really barely played, if we're being honest, right? He could have taken that moment. And think about this, right? Sam Cosmi tears his ACL in Detroit, and they go with Trent Scott over Chris Paul. Chris Paul could have folded and been like, nah, Slim, I'm not rocking. I don't like football anymore. I'm quitting on you guys. Can't wait till my contract's up. No. He used that as motivation to go get in the best shape of his life, and now – for the better part of 17 weeks, he has been your starting guard. So I am 100% thankful for one Chris Paul. I want to hear what you're thankful for at 301-230-0980. When it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders, can I tell you something else I'm thankful for? I am thankful, honestly, for the way the injury bug hit this team. And I know you're all going to say, what? You traitor. No. I'm thankful for the way that all of this has played out. Because it's showing this front office, it's showing some of you fans out there that are blinded by the colors, that we're maybe not as close as y'all think we are. I'm thankful that hopefully the losing this year helps this group recalibrate, helps the front office lock in a little bit more, and then hopefully during this offseason coming up in the spring of 2026, hopefully you can make some shrewd personnel moves and really improve the floor of your football team.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it-
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron-
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
In terms of next year and the offseason and what's coming forward, I am thankful, if I'm being real, and I know it sucks because we don't have the draft capital as a result of this move, but I am honestly thankful for Laramie Tunsil as well. One, I'm thankful for him putting me on blast the way that he did this past spring and getting my clout up. Appreciate you for that, LT. But I'm also thankful for him solidifying the left tackle position for the first time since Trent Williams was here. And that matters, right? I think his play this year, don't let it get lost in the sauce, so to speak. I know it's tough because we're watching this group for the past 6 weeks, Slim. Damn. Just get their face kicked in. They haven't really been competitive outside of the Dolphins game. But throughout all the bad that we've seen this season, I would tell you for sure that Laramie Tunsil, the left side of the offensive line, Tunsil and Chris Paul, ironic that I'm starting with those two. I would tell you that Laramie Tunsil has been a damn good bright spot. And when you consider what happened, right, with this group and the injuries, the way that things have gone, and what we were expected to get from Laramie Tunsil, right? I remember when we made the trade, we had on Sean Pendergast from our Odyssey sister station out in Houston. And Sean came on here and said, Laramie's not a leader. Laramie doesn't run block. Laramie is a me guy. He's been the exact opposite since he's gotten here to the nation's capital, taking Josh Connolly under his wing, taking Chris Paul under his wing. And then he has quietly been one of the best blocking tackles in the NFL in terms of playing the run. So I'm damn sure thankful for our guy Laramie Tunsil as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. What are you thankful for when it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders? Our guy Eddie D tweets at me and says, I'm thankful that they can now realize they need to go spend money in the offseason. Yeah, kind of piggybacking a little bit on what I have said, man, like this season going south, you know, honestly may make them take a step back and recalibrate where they really are and have them take a long look in the mirror and go, hey, are we closer to the team that made the NFC Championship in year one, or are we closer to the team that currently exists that's 3-8 and in the midst of a 6-game losing streak? Got to ask the difficult questions, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Our guy Athan in Annapolis tweets at me and says, I'm most thankful that this injury got humbled regardless, or that this team rather got humbled regardless of injuries. It gives the coaching staff in the front office a lot to think about going into the offseason. What they did last offseason wasn't near good enough. I totally agree with what Athan said. Like, that is probably, in the non-player category, that's probably the thing I'm most thankful for. That there's a little bit of pressure now here on this front office, right? Like, you got to go out and actually do the job. You got to pick good players in the draft. You have to make shrewd financial decisions via free agency. So I am all on board with that, and I would hope, fingers crossed, that they have learned their lesson. And they do understand that, hey, last year wasn't good enough. I know we're 3-8, and everyone wants to fast forward to the end of the season, and I poo-poo on, you know, people that think like that. But boy, I can't wait till the draft. I can't wait till this team gets another bite at the apple in terms of trying to unearth talent that can help this team long term. I want your calls, though, at 301-230-0980. What are you most thankful for when it comes to the 2025 season for the Washington Commanders? Before we get to our calls, did you want to chime in, Super Producer? What are you thankful for when it comes to the 25 Commanders?
I mean, you kind of stole my thunder with the injuries and, like, you know, our inability to compete this year. I just think this was low-key a blessing in disguise. Like, we understand that, I guess now we can see that this roster and the talent on it isn't, you know, as close to, you know, that standard that we played at last year to an extent, just because we made that run. So I just think we now understand, like, we are further away than we actually thought we were.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got some time to, you know, rewrite things and, you know, figure that out. So I think us figuring it out that now, as opposed to, you know, next year or at the end of this right. year, at least we can try to, you know, start to fix some of those problems, as opposed to, you know, it coming later on in time.
301-230-0980 is the number. It is the season of giving thanks. And we're giving thanks to the 2025 Washington Commanders, despite them being 3-8, despite them being one of the most injured teams in the NFL. What are you most thankful for when it comes to the 2025 season for the Commanders? Let's go to our guy, Fu, wanting to chime in. What's going on, Fu?
What's going on with you, brother?
What's going on with you, man? What you got eaten up by the telephone monster?
Something like that. Something
there we
like
go.
That, but it's all good.
You sound better now. What you got for it?
I'm on the way home. I'm saying, y'all, you really kind of did steal my thunder, but it's okay. I got another one in the holster. Don't worry about it. I'm thankful for JD5 going through this adversity in this season, in a season which we got a reality check. And understanding that our roster and where we are in the rebuild is we're not as far along as 2024, you know, presented it to be. Because you're going to go through adversity. I'd rather go through it early as opposed to later. That's number one. And I'm thankful for the fact that I think a lot of the fan base is starting to wake up and see, and this might be a little bit of a hot take, but them overemphasizing this whole culture thing is just another euphemism and a funny way to say we don't have talent on this roster. You know, at the end of the day, I know you and your boy Anthony, I know y'all were talking about George Pickens, I think a couple days ago, like, oh, should we bring him here? Is he going to be good in locker room? Man, hey, I ain't never seen a Super Bowl winning team that got 53 Walter Payton Man of the Year finalists. Okay?
That's real.
All that other stuff about oh, is this guy going to mess up the locker room? Is he going to be a man? You know what wins in this league? Talent. The Eagles drafted Jalen Carter.
Yep.
And we knew what he was dealing with when he was in Georgia. Howie Roseman, that didn't stop Howie Roseman from drafting him. The Chiefs, when they had Tyreek, when he was going through all of his domestic violence stuff, Rashee Rice situation, they're able to withstand that. Why? Because they got a culture of winning. And in this league, you need talent in order to win. So I know I kind of went off on a little bit of a tangent,
man, you hit it on the head,
though. I'm glad that this whole – hey, man, give me a George Pickens. Give me talent. I'll figure the rest out. Bring talent in on this team because we desperately need high-end talent.
I agree with that as always, Fu. Appreciate the call. Enjoy the Thanksgiving weekend, my brother. 301-230-0980 is the number. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will continue to run through your calls. What are you most thankful for when it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders? More of your calls next.